The Immigration and Naturalization Service has broken up an international ring that smuggled children into the United States from Central America. Officials say it's the largest such smuggling ring they've ever intercepted. The smugglers were apparently being paid to reunite the children with their parents. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
INS officials say they believe the scam had operated since 1994, transporting hundreds of children from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Authorities were tipped off to the smuggling last year. Then, this past April, District Director Apolto Costa says seven buses carrying 49 children were intercepted in Guatemala.
All were destined initially to Guatemala City, where we believe the smugglers were making arrangements to transport them into Mexico and into Los Angeles, where distribution would be made throughout the United States.
Though the children were to be reunited with family, the INS Director of Field Operations, Johnny Williams, says the way they were transported was far from humanitarian. Williams says children ranging in age from 2 to 17 were often left unsupervised and were underfed. Some told the INS they had cried through the night from hunger, and Williams says they were made to sleep on the lobby floor of overcrowded hotels. He says the smugglers charged families about $5,000 per child.
It was a mean-spirited criminal enterprise driven by greed and criminal profit. In their blind pursuit of these profits, the smugglers routinely jeopardize the very safety and well-being of their very vulnerable human cargo.
The INS would review few other details since the investigation is ongoing. Officials would not say, for example, whether the parents who hope to bring their children here are in the U.S. legally or not. Julianne Duncan works with the Migration and Refugee Services of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. She says it's likely some of the parents are undocumented, but she says even immigrants here on valid IDs face enormous hurdles if they want to reunite with their children. For one thing, Duncan says, the process can drag on for years.
If you are that parent, if you wait and go through the process, your children might be 15 years old by the time they get here. And so you are certainly tempted to try to work with these people who promise to bring your children in safely.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and other groups have been pushing the INS to make family reunification a higher priority. The INS would not say what might happen with the parents involved in the smuggling ring or to children who made it into the U.S. Field Director Williams said each case would be considered individually. One advocate for immigrants said if the families are undocumented and the INS can find them, it's almost certain officials will seek to deport them. The INS's Williams praised the cooperation between INS agents and law enforcement officers in Central America, but he said officials are not misled by the success of what the agency termed Operation Whitefields.
We fully recognize that other criminal networks continue to smuggle people, and they won't stop as long as it remains such a profitable business. But Whitefield should be a warning to those human smugglers out there that there is a high price to be paid.
12 people are in custody in the U.S. and in Guatemala. Those here face up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.